Okay, so story time, yearbook style. Aubrey, tell your story.
Okay, so I was laying in bed, right? And I didn't take my sleeping medicine last night. Like, whenever I go to my psychiatrist, I always tell him, like, I can't stay asleep. Like, I can fall asleep, but I can't stay asleep. And it's the worst problem because, you know, you have, like, the sleep cycle when you wake up. Like, it fucks it all up. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, waking up so many times last night, and I was literally having a conversation with Isaac. I would, like, wake up, text him back, and then go back to sleep. But, like, it was like it was like we talked the whole night because I woke up that many times. And then at, like, 5:30, he was like, dude, did you even sleep? And I was like, yeah, I feel like I've been sleeping good, but I keep waking up. And I had the craziest dreams, okay? Are y'all ready for some of these dreams? Well, they were crazy. Okay, one of them has some dirty stuff in it, so I'm going to leave that out. Not, like, dirty, dirty stuff, but, like, you know, dirty stuff? Okay, so the first dream, it's me, Isaac, and Victor. And that's Isaac's, like, BFF or whatever. Okay, so we're in this dark, huge room, and we're all laying in the bed or whatever. Like, not weirdly. We're just all chilling.
You know? Yeah.
We're big chilling, okay? And so we're all laying there, and there is, like, this blue light. And I don't know if it was a jewel or a MyPod or, like, I feel like it's a familiar light, but I don't know. So we're all laying there, and then Victor, like, gets up, and he's like, all right, well, I'm going to let y'all take care of the kids. And we're like, what the fuck? And so we get up, like, Victor left. So we go to the living room, and there's five little Mexican kids from the ages of 2 to 5. And I was like, and so Isaac was like, well, I don't feel good, so this is on you. And I was like, you are kidding me. I'm about to babysit 5 kids. And I remember making them juice, and then I was going to, like, tend to Isaac. I went in there, and this is the dirty part. But, like, it wasn't dirty. But, like, it was dirty. I don't want to talk about it. Okay?
It was, like, non-dirty stuff that, like, could be interpreted dirty?
No.
Or was it just, like...
No. Stop! I don't like that. So after this, I go back to the living room, and
Wait, were the kids still in there? Like, were you still with the kids?
No, she was doing the nasty with
Isaac. I wasn't.
Well, not with the nasty.
We talked about it, but, yeah. Like, he was sick. I was like, okay. Nah, I'm not trying to have sick dick, you know? Just kidding. Okay, so I go back to the living room, and, you know, I'm babysitting these kids, and then all of a sudden, it's a fucking birthday party. Like, and my cousins are there. Like, my cousins that aren't my cousins. You know, my stepdad's, who's not with my mom. My old stepdad's.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, mom's a little whore. She goes through men.
Same.
Okay, so my old stepdad. Sorry, Kim. Watch, we get, like, super famous from podcasts or something. And then our moms are like, oh, y'all have podcasts. Let's listen to all of them.
Oh.
What was your very first podcast?
Oh, I completely dissed my mom on the last podcast with Logan.
Okay, so what am I doing? Okay, so I'm setting up for this birthday party. So I call Isaac, and he tells me that he's, like, getting his glasses fixed because, like, this is real life, partly. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not actually... The dream was he was getting his glasses fixed, but, like, in real life, he actually broke his...
glasses.
What's it called?
Lenses. Frames.
Sunglasses. He broke... His sister, like, broke one of the little lenses to his... what are those expensive ones called?
Ray-Bans.
Yeah, he broke Ray-Bans. And he likes to talk about it a lot. So, I guess whenever people talk about things, I, like...
You interpret it, you make it into the dream, yeah.
It's always in my dream. Like, one time, like, I'll have a fight with my mom or something, or I'll have a fight with my old dad and stuff.
And then you have the same fight in the dream.
And then I have, like, something similar in the dream, or, like, a consequence in the dream or something. And then I'm like, oh, my God, this is fake. Like, whatever happens in that dream, like, the consequences for it is going to be, like, my fate that's coming up,
yeah.
You know? So then I'm like, yeah, I am psychic, apparently.
And oh, so, have y'all ever had lucid dreams?
Oh, my God. I like the song.
No, those things are crazy.
Wait, let me like, my little dreaming.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, listen. Y'all are in this. This group right here. My friends are in this.
Are you considering me a friend?
Yeah, a little. Unless you don't.
No, I do.
Okay. Okay, so...
You're getting there.
Okay, so, then after this birthday party or whatever, I am going to a jewelry store. And I remember going to the front, and I guess this is, like, Christmas movie type stuff. Like, you go back in time with this necklace or something. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm talking to the lady at the front, and
this
she has...
Hallmark shit.
Yes, I know. Should I make a movie about it?
Yes.
So there's right. this, like, necklace in the back, and she's like, you had this when you were little and stuff. And I remember, like, seeing things when I was little, and I was like, what the heck? And so then I'm just like, you know what? I don't think I want that necklace. Like, you know, I was, like, getting bad vibes from it. Mm-hmm. So I go to the rest of the jewelry store, and I'm looking around, and all these, like, men are coming up to, like, ask me, oh, can I buy this necklace for you and stuff? So I call him Isaac, and I was like, these people are coming up to me. You know, I was like, and they're men. Please come. Please save me. I'm scared. Like, in a dream, like, it's... obviously scarier than it would be in person. Mm-hmm. Like, but there was like several men coming up to me and talking to me, and I was like, I don't like it. So I'm walking around the jewelry store, and then he calls me, and then I don't remember the rest of that, but I remember being in a mall later. And this could be all of my dreams put together that I remember, or it could be different separate dreams. I don't remember. But we were in a freaking mall. And all of us were getting smoothies. It was us, Maddie, Jessica, and yeah, that's it. That's all I want to talk about, at least. But,
no, spill it.
No, we're not spilling. Oh, Rena was there too, but everyone knows how much I don't like her.
Okay. Sorry, Rena.
No, I'm not really sorry.
You're white.
She wouldn't be listening to this.
But still.
Anyways. She was in this too for some reason, and so.
Is she trying to steal your man?
Well, she was last night. Maybe she swept up on a story, but whatever. Anyways,
I can make a shiv for you.
A shoe?
A shiv.
What is that?
Like a little knife.
No, it's not that deep.
But the wound will be.
Stop. Oh okay, so anyways, we're all getting smoothies. We're all getting smoothies. And I remembered that the floor was, like, icy and stuff. You know, like, the weather lately, it's been like, oh, are we going to get
like
ice? Are
shot.
We going to get some, you know? So I remember the floor being icy. And then, like, Marilyn, you had your freaking injury in this dream. So, like, you were, like, walking up. Instead of walking up the stairs, you were walking up the ramp. And you were like, oh, my gosh, going uphill hurts. And I was like, okay, I'll just carry you. And, like...
with your bad back?
Yeah, with my bad back. So, I didn't have the bad back in the dream. I was, like...
You were healed.
I was in my prime. So, I was carrying you on my back. And then you were like, oh, let's get nachos. And I was like, you're going to have to carry both of our nachos. And then you were like... I don't care. Let's get nachos. And then I was like, wait, let's ask the rest of the group if they want nachos, and then we'll get nachos for everybody. And you were like, well, then I have to carry all those nachos. Like, I don't know. But okay, so we go back to this, like, room. But it's like, you know, the elementary, the conference room? It looked like that. So we're all sitting in there, and we all have our smoothies. We all have our nachos. And I remember Maddie, she was like, my arms hurt so bad. And I was like... she was like, volleyball, they hurt so bad. And I was like, well, okay. And then she was like, will you make me some nachos? And I was like, well, yeah, sure. So I get, like, all these chips on this plate, and then she's like, I want the meat on them and stuff. So I'm, like, making her nachos for her, and that's the last thing I remember.
Bro, you got some real detailed jokes.
I know, right?
Dude, yeah. They're crazy. I'm trying to think of other ones, because I remember texting Isaac, and I was like, I'm too tired to tell a dream, but I want to remember in the morning. So I was debating. I was like, should I tell him about the dream? Or should I go back to sleep? And then I fell asleep before I could remember making the decision. But obviously my decision was to go back to sleep. So, that's how that went down.
I've had, like, weird dreams. Like, weird funny dreams. And just, like, weird, like, I don't feel good afterwards.
I know I had a weird dream last night. And I've been trying to figure it out all day.
And it'll, like, come to you randomly, too.
Yeah,
you won't be...
I, like, whenever I woke up from it, I was like, oh my gosh, maybe I should write this down. Because that was freaking weird.
I used to do that.
Yeah,
like,
same.
I heard it was bad to write down.
Why?
No, it's supposed to boost your memory.
Yeah, it's supposed to make you, like, remember them more often and stuff. Like,
maybe it's bad to write down your nightmares.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. And, like, I'm like, halfway kidding about the Rena thing. She, like, did swipe up on Isaac's story, but it wasn't, like, annoying. It just annoys me.
Yeah.
I never remember my dreams. The last dream I remember was a tornado nightmare.
Oh, my gosh.
And I swear to God. I swear to God.
No, everyone dreams. You just don't remember them. Yeah.
You know, if you lay on your stomach, you actually have like nightmares and like you have possibilities.
Oh, I guess that's why.
I know.
Always have that. Or just like dreaming more.
But I don't sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my sides.
I can't
sleep on my back.
Ooh, no, I used to not be able to, but I do remember one time I was sleeping on my stomach and then I woke up and I had sleep paralysis and I was so terrified because I could not breathe and like my face was in my pillow and I thought I was gonna die.
That is not very.
It's sleep paralysis like whenever like your mind wakes up, but then your entire body is like stiff and so like I'm having a nightmare and I remember it was like someone trying to kill me and then I woke up like. My mind woke up, but then I couldn't still, so I thought someone was still trying to murder me, but I couldn't move, and I couldn't scream, and I couldn't, like, cry, and I was, like...
It's when your mind's awake, but your body's still asleep, so you can't move or anything.
It was, no, it's not, it's terrifying,
No, because, like, there could be, like, somebody, it looks like you can be, like, looking like you're in your room, but then you see stuff, like, you'll see, like, somebody standing in your room or something, like,
it's hell nah.
And it's so bad.
Fuck with that shit.
But then I also had dreams that, like, I used to have, like, recurring dreams where, like, the entire room was spinning, and then it would get, like, as it was spinning, like, spinning, and then it would get flooded with water, and then I would just, like, drown, and, like, right before I died, I would, like, wake up.
I have dreams where, like, I'm falling, and I'm, like, literally, like, I can feel myself rolling on my bed and then falling on the floor. That's happened before. Like, yes. I feel myself like I'm falling off a cliff or something, but then I just fall off my bed, and I'm like, oh, like, when I hit the floor. Or whenever I'm, like, climbing upstairs or something, and I can feel my legs moving, like,
you're like a dog.
Like, in my sleep.
Dude, just, this like, is really there, explicit. Just,
like, she's doing, like, bicycles. I used to also have, like, recurring dreams with Aunt Jemima. Like, the syrup lady. And we used to be buddy cops. Like, 80s buddy cops.
Oh, that's what you say.
Aunt Jemima.
I don't know.
I thought it was Aunt Gemini. That's false. Gemini. It's like...
Gemini, like the zodiac sign?
How are you? I'm Sagittarius.
I'm a Taurus. I'm an Aries.
I'm an Aries.
March babies. Look at you.
You say March babies?
March babies.
Oh. Isaac is... Aries too, and he was born in April.
Aubrey has been talking for like 12 minutes, and this has probably been the most boringest like podcast ever.
No, it's great.
No, some people can relate to like Aubrey's like sleeping thing. Problems, maybe they're listening and they're like, oh yeah, me too. You know how when you're like listening to something and you relate to it?
Yeah.
So you want to keep listening?
Yeah. That's like those like,
those are like
relatable posts on Facebook. They always
Facebook. Oh my god, you're such a mom.
I do. The only thing I share is dog videos and videos about like sad things, like cancer people dying.
It makes me sad.
But the next thing that I share is dogs. So it's like, oh, do I want to try
with that truck,
or do I want to be like, happy? You know?
Yeah, I feel that.
Okay, so you know how we were talking about yesterday, how like, all those weird coincidences. Okay, so what were all of the things again? I know the one was like the Curology thing, but what was the second one?
The guy having the stroke. Y'all were talking about Luke Perry, but then Luke Perry, y'all found like in the news that he had a stroke.
No, it was it was the Walking Dead thing.
Oh yeah, what? That's what it was.
Oh yeah, them getting married.
How we were talking about like, you know, the actor that played Denny in Grey's Anatomy and the girl that played Paige and everything. Like the next period after we were just talking about that, she saw like a post about it. Yeah.
And then Marilyn said that she's gonna die.
Oh, and then the American Horror Story.
Yeah. And then the American Horror Story. You know how we were talking about American Horror Story cult and everything?
Yeah.
I literally like somebody posted about like on their Snapchat story about it. And I was like,
when we got
And then Marilyn and the what? Like you saying like, oh, we never get busy on church Sundays and stuff. And then
it just like
busy.
All of a sudden
that day you got busy and stuff.
I think it's Chico.
No, because it was still like,
dude, someone write a book about it. Whoever survives.
This I don't want to be like Final Destination. I want like death following us.
What?
I don't want to be like Final Destination, like death following us.
Dude, Final Destination messes me up. Like, you know, when I was little, I watched it and I was like fine with it because I knew that it was really fake. But at the same time, now that I'm older, like that kind of stuff actually happens.
I've never seen that.
Like the one that like triggers, like the one that like terrifies me the most is the one where like they're at the carnival, like at the like. Reunion like ish type thing, and like the Ferris wheel like falls off, and like a horse like runs by and has like the hoe on the back, and like it stabs the girl in the chest. That one, for some reason, that's the only like death I can like visually remember. And
I remember the one where his watch. He's cooking something on the stove, and he gets his watch stuck in the garbage disposal, and he can't get his hand out, and then there's a fire over here, so his whole apartment is on fire or whatever, and so then, like, he wants to throw the fire out, so he throws the spaghetti, he throws it out, and it hits the floor. Well, then his apartment is still on fire, so he can't get it off, so he takes his watch off, I think, and so he's getting out of the apartment, and he's, like, going down the ladder or whatever, and so then he slips on the spaghetti that he had thrown out and lands on his back, and then the ladder that was right above him falls and goes straight through his eye, and he dies.
Yeah, Final Destination isn't for me.
Yeah, like, it's really unrealistic, but at the same time, like, my mind can't handle, like, yeah, that gory type thing.
What?
Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one episode? I don't remember what season I don't even remember, like, which one I'm on now, but it's, like, that Black Museum. Okay, that exact place, you know when you're coming home, it's like you're kind of in Rome, but you're like coming home from Fort Worth and you're about to go into Decatur, and there's that Wells Fargo building.
Oh my god,
that looks
exactly
like it. That's what I like was mentioning it before. It was like, it looks crazy. Especially at night when it's only those lights that are lighting up that it's just...
Have y'all read the Book of Revelation in the Bible?
No.
I don't know what that is. It's kind of like the apocalypse or how the world's
Yeah, I heard about it.
And it's like a series of like just like a bunch of stuff like monsters.
Like the four horsemen, like the apostles.
And stuff like...
7 years things where like if you can't die if you like... Yeah.
It's just like a bunch of scary stuff that's like supposed to happen whenever like Christ comes back, and if he chooses that something like if we were bad or tortured, just like how the world's gonna end basically, or just like whenever... It's like scary stuff. If you actually read it,
it's terrifying.
You try to understand it. It's scary, and it's in the Bible.
And like, there's like the four. It's like the what are the four questions? It's like.
Okay, isn't it supposed to be like 7 years, right?
Yeah, it's 7 years.
Okay, so do you remember? I saw this one theory, like a thing on Instagram, where it was like, you remember how everybody thought that the world was gonna end in 2012, and it's been 7 years since 2012, and a bunch of crap's happening now.
Oh yikes.
I mean, my life hasn't been like to the point where like I've been tortured, at least not physically, emotionally. Yeah.
I was like, whenever the government shut down, it was like, have you seen birds since the government shut down? And I was like, oh no, fucking the government, like I guess like reopened or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and now you see birds.
Yeah,
you see birds.
I saw birds.
I saw birds.
I saw birds.
We have like a tree, and my mom always pokes on it, and like literally every day like, there's poop on it.
Miss Wright telling us about how her father-in-law got his bone like cleared or whatever whenever he went into that.
That's some creepy crap. They could do that.
I right wasn't now. Listening.
Yeah, they could listen. They're listening right now. They're gonna delete the whole podcast.
If it deletes,
please
then
don't.
Know why.
Yeah.
We love you, government.
Isn't that always scary though?
Dude, there's literally something. Like there's no way that there isn't something greater than the FBI. Like. Some type of like organization,
like a Manani, worldwide organization, yes. Like worldwide FBI.
This is just gonna turn into like conspiracy.
That's
honestly,
I'm
like,
fine with that.
They're
it.
Hiding something. Like they have.
Like
to be,
what if
like,
they have the cure to cancer and they're just?
Oh, sure they definitely
have the cure to cancer. Yeah. But they make so much money off of chemotherapy and radiation that they are not gonna release it because they don't want to cure people with cancer. They want people to continually get cancer.
Because we are walking wallets.
What would it be called? That one thing that's called
Illuminati?
Oh, Illuminati, yeah. Like, that has
what
that's
is that?
Okay, who just came up with it?
It's supposed to be a secret society that, like, controls the world.
Like, it started with, like, the Freemasons and stuff.
Have you watched the cult season yet?
No.
It's about that.
Seriously?
Yes.
I want to watch it now.
You should. It's actually really
good. It's good. It's crazy.
It's way better
way
than Freak Show.
Weird and crazy, but it's good.
It's
and
probably
then,
one of my favorite seasons.
No, that's not that season. Apocalypse is about the Illuminati. Is the cult too? No, cult's not.
Yeah, cult's
apocalypse
about election.
Cult is about like cults and stuff.
Yeah.
But apocalypse is about Illuminati. And how like the Illuminati made the bunkers.
Guys, we should make a group chat and have like conspiracy theories and stuff
to like
stuff.
Talk about.
Yeah.
But like whenever it gets too deep, really... one of us just has to like send a cute guy in the like group chat and be like, okay, calm down.
Everyone chill. You know what I did whenever I was little? Me. Every time I had nightmares and I was scared, I watched cartoons to make myself feel better.
I do that now.
It just puts you in a better mood. Like
no,
Disney
but then
Channel
I,
in general.
But then I used to get to the point where like I used to watch like sad like creepy cartoons, like gory stuff. And there was this one that was like she was walking down the stairs and like she trips and she was holding an umbrella because it was raining outside and she like stabs herself in the eye. And then I couldn't watch cartoons after work because I was like, oh my god, no, she's gonna die. And so I had to watch like Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Have that when
theorists claim that that a mysterious planet known as Planet X is heading towards Earth. It may crash into our planet closely enough to pull Earth off its axis.
I'm down.
I'm ready.
Also destroying it. It is thought that NASA is downplaying this mysterious planet in order And in the event of a zombie apocalypse, humans would be wiped out in less than 100 days, according to a study. Zombies would cause Earth's population to drop to about 200 survivors in 100 days.
Okay, I know this is gonna sound really grim, but like, if they're like legit, like there was a zombie apocalypse, I would honestly shoot myself. Like, I would not want to deal with that.
Yeah, because it's not like you're gonna get, like, it's not like you're gonna kill every zombie and then go back to normal how everything was.
Yeah, and you're not gonna find a cure, like that one person.
You know how long the reconstruction would take? You'd probably even be dead. Like, even if you were to survive, and like all the zombies were dead, it'd take years.
Or like, I would understand, like, oh, I survived, and like you would have like a weird like utopia type thing.
Yeah,
like that I can understand, like you wouldn't do that.
But I wouldn't want to have to kill myself. Like, I'd rather a zombie and
no, because then I would feel guilty. Like, well then I'm gonna turn into a zombie and cause someone else to die.
But then you would starve, you'd like be starving.
Like, I think I would like live it out until like a zombie can like come approach and then be like, okay, bye. Shoot yourself.
I think I would try to survive.
But then I would like want to see how everything ends, or like if there even is an end and stuff.
It depends. Yeah. Also, if I'm with someone that's like totally rad and like can protect me.
At the same time, though, if there's a zombie apocalypse, there's got to be something like, you know, the FBI or the Illuminati. They're definitely.
But what if they started?
Yeah, they could start.
Yeah. They like, what if they like did it how they?
Okay, this is hurting my brain. I don't want to talk about stuff.
Or like how the FBI like.
Trying my
food. Or like how the FBI like introduced crack. In, like, LA?
I need chapstick.
Yeah, chapstick.
Wait, how does it try your religion?
Because you're thinking about, like, starting this,
instead of, like, a higher power.
Yeah.
Well, there definitely is a higher power, but this power is going to kill us before this power. You feel? Yeah.
Or maybe this power is, like, making these people believe, like, this is the way. And, like, they are interpreting that power negatively.
I don't even know what power Taylor
is. And you know what also stresses
FBI and
me
God.
Out? You don't know what religion is truly right. So we could think that, like, us Christians are, like, the religion and judge, like, other people, you know. Like,
that's why you just don't judge
well,
people.
Or what we think is salvation isn't what actually gets us into heaven. That will literally keep me up at night because I get scared. Because, you know, so much has changed over time. What if, like, what really gets us into heaven has just, like, diminished as far as like what we
it's like
know.
That, like telephone game, like you say like one thing and then
yes, like, it changes
and, like, now,
over time.
Like, some like certain people are like telling you like this is what you need to do. And it's like, well, what if that wasn't?
Yeah,
and most churches also they really don't do like they don't really tell everything. Like they just kind of like change it for like what's better for the church.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I don't like that. Like that's why I don't like what's this name? That's why I don't like Victor because they were like very much that way. I don't like that.
And it's just like.
Sorry,
so it makes religion as a whole difficult because like I constantly like go through that dilemma like
that's why I don't consider myself like super religious but I consider myself spiritual and
but
stuff
really,
where it's like
I think,
if I feel good and I like have
I think if you believe basically I think that's and you like
I think
try to live as a good person
well what everybody says but like the what like when people say like oh all you gotta do is believe you know like
this
believe
is a Tinkerbell.
In God but you know but listen you know when everybody's like you gotta believe in God but the devil believes in God. So you
yeah.
have to believe that he saved you or whatever.
Yeah. But, okay, also, you know how whenever, like, Jesus, whatever, they were like, Jesus is the Son of God and no one believes or anything. What if Jesus came down right now? Or, like, you know what I mean? Or what if another person was sent? Like,
well, that's
kind
what,
of like a bit Jesus, but, like, it wasn't Jesus. You
that's
know what
how,
I mean?
Well, that's what the Jews
Wait,
believe.
Would you actually, would you believe him? Like, who knows? It could just be a crazy person saying that they were sent by, like, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And that they're the Holy Spirit. But then again, if we don't believe, it's making us sinners, but we don't really know because we don't, like, want to.
But then,
this...
but God knows that. Like, God, he would know that, like, you, that he wouldn't, like, judge you because he already knows what
yeah,
everything you're going to do.
It's close. This podcast really.
Like, but that's what,
this
like...
This one's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah, but that's
it's
what Judaism feels.
Term.
Like, Judaism believes that, like, Jesus wasn't, like, the one Messiah. They believe he was a good person. Like, they believe that he was a real person, but they don't believe he is the direct descendant.
Or what if Jesus was to come back?
Didn't
but, like,
Jesus have a religion?
What?
He was Jewish.
Yeah, he was
so
Jewish.
So, shouldn't that mean
so
we
Jewish,
should be Jewish?
Jewish people are, like, the first
no,
to
but
be saved,
because
apparently.
Then Christianity came after.
Yeah, because so Jewish
good.
People don't believe
they
Jesus
stop,
was
think, the, like,
the one and only Messiah.
Like, the First Testament
they
is, like...
he was a prophet.
Yeah.
But not the Messiah.
After, the, like, the Jews or thing is, like the First Testament. And you know, Mark is, like, the New
but
Testament.
That's why
yeah.
in a Revelation, it tells you that Jesus is coming back. Because at that point, they will believe that he is...
And I feel like God would make... Like, if Jesus came back, he would make it, like... Not, like, essentially, like, a neon sign. Be like, hey, this is the real deal.
Yeah.
He would make it so that you seem that, like...
There would be no answer. Like, if you do
everything.
Not understand that it is Jesus, then you kind of, like, deserve it, you know?
Yeah. He would make it so you could see it in the way that you needed to believe it.
Yeah.
Hey.
It will give them their opportunity to
like really hard to and like see if it like messes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not like
understand what it's
like. Like I it's like it does that to me. No, it doesn't hurt.
What time is it?
They have sweat. What else is an interesting topic?
Okay, do you guys get that where you're like, okay, so...
Oh, do you got one?
Okay. Two things.
All
right. Do y'all know that the gap is closing?
The what? What?
Gap? The
gap?
The store?
Yes, I know, and they're.
I thought she was talking about heaven, and I was like, "Oh God, no, the gap. Please not before my time, please no."
The gap, yeah, because they're closing like the gap, baby gap, and like Gymboree and stuff.
Why?
Because it's like, isn't it connected to Old Navy or something? And now it's like,
but now they're gonna flip it over to Old Navy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like merging, but so they're just closing all the stores. That's why, like, right now my mom went to like Gymboree, which is like a baby store, because they're like closing down like all the stores. Yeah, and they're having
like Toys R Us closed. I was sad.
Wait, let's shop at Gap.
But now they're coming back.
Oh, yeah,
they are.
Yep, they're coming back.
So really, it was all kind of for a perversion thing, if you think about it, because everyone's gonna be like, oh, it's coming back.
And then they closed stores. Like, there's, like, some, guy, like, bought a store that was closed.
I think people just got so sad.
It was for bankruptcy.
Same. I want Blockbuster back so bad.
I don't. Sorry, Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Netflix does not have near as many options as Blockbuster.
But Blockbuster wouldn't either.
Blockbuster is updated so, like... And they sell freaking stuff for you
and
to have
snacks
movies
and stuff.
Like, it's just the best place.
That was, like, my prime whenever I was, like, 12.
I do feel really
that was my favorite place.
I would look forward to Friday nights because my mom
you could
go
pick
okay,
up movies. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I remember it so well, but, like, it's, like, for me, it's going to be, like, the same thing, like, how Vine, like, when they say, like, they're going to review Vine. And I feel like, yeah, they're gonna redo Vine, but then
isn't
people are.
That TikTok?
But Blockbuster is just.
They're just gonna just people be doing like revamping old Vine.
It's supposed
Vine.
To be like Vine too, but.
Yeah, Gap is so.
Like, there's not gonna be any.
That's supposed to happen like a bunch of years ago. But
how much?
What was I just gonna say?
This looking back at this, we're gonna realize how many like times we got cut off.
Oh heck no!
Like, somebody would talk and then like.
Okay, in the Blockbuster, I always remember because Blockbuster closed when we were pretty young. Think. It was a while ago, you know. But
the ones in like inner cities closed. The ones out here, they didn't close till like I was like, I want to say like 8 or 9.
That's pretty
young.
That's
but
half
my system, I always remember that when I was really like young, and this was in Florida.
Please plus 8 is 16.
8 or 9.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, we're having like 5,000
like,
conversations.
But I was would walk through there, and I was terrified. You know, when like you know Pennywise, like, right? The clown, oh, the old movie like, picture sure would like, always be like in the horror section, TV and I would sound. Be terrified to walk down there just because I was so scared to see his face. So I would just like avoid
no,
it.
Like,
I remember I would always get Bratz movies from Blockbuster.
Yeah, Bratz or like Aquamarine.
Does
yeah.
it make like, your ears actually,
or like the Nancy, what is it?
Nancy,
like,
Drew?
The Nancy Drew Detectives or whatever.
I remember Blockbuster because my grandma took me there, and it does have Blockbuster is the form of my most happiest memory, but I don't want it back because it's too. No, so.
I was just asking, do you remember those like Judy something books?
Judy Bloom! Judy Bloom! Yeah.
Yes. No,
Junie B. Jones.
Junie
yes,
B. Jones.
Junie
B. Jones. Junie Bloom. What the heck?
Judy
I've
B.
heard
Jones.
Of that too.
Junie Bloom sounds familiar though.
Yeah.
Judy Bloom. She's like the author of like a lot of books. Like,
no,
of
books.
We're talking about
like,
Judy B. Jones.
Oh, okay.
That's all I read in like kindergarten.
Yeah.
No, maybe first grade.
No,
I probably didn't
like
know that.
Second grade. Yeah.
Okay, it's 18, so we should.
Okay, yeah, we need to wrap this.
Wrap this up. Yeah.
What do you say?
Thanks for tuning in, guys. See you next time.
We don't know what this is gonna be called, but we'll figure it out. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
That was awkward.
Well, I used to have like a digital phone. And I went to like the power went out and everything in my room.
Ghost story.
Like,
there
I was
we go.
Turning it on and then it wouldn't work. And then my clock said 12. So I went to my mom's room and then her light was on. Her digital clock was like completely working. And then my dad checked. There wasn't like a breaker or whatever the things are called in my room or anything like
uh-huh.
that. It was like, and then all of a sudden it just came back on. And I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
But it was only my room. And it wasn't like something that's like messed up. Like the switches sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes
that's really weird.
Like, but and normally if you like check the breaker box, your breaker is on like off. And
yeah,
they have
and
to turn it back on.
It wasn't.
But it automatically turned on for you and it was already on. So I think that it was definitely
okay.
a ghost.
Anyways, my mom and my dad used to live in a house in Bridgeport. And one of my little cousins, okay, so my aunt, her mom or something got, like, sick from her side. So
my aunt and my uncle went to Mexico, right? So my little cousin was like around, I don't know how old she was. She was like maybe 12, 13, 14, around that age. So she went to stay with my mom and my dad still didn't have me, or I was a baby, either one of the two. And so she, my little cousin went to like stay with my mom for like a week or two. And then she said that one of the nights, I mean, one of the days, my dad used to leave to work at like five or something. So my mom would wake up like four something and make like breakfast for him and stuff. So, or lunch, so she could take it to, he could take it to work, right? Well, she said that one of the days, it was like my dad had already left to work. So it was like five something, like late five, like maybe six-ish. And they were just laying on the bed because she would like lay on the bed with her, like, and like sleep with them. So they were going to go back to sleep, but they were just having a conversation. And then she was laying on the bed. And then she said that out of nowhere, like my mom was like, they were like this close, laying on the bed, like this close. If you like that, move anything, you could like touch her, right?
Yeah.
Because that's how close they were. Right, okay, well, they were like laying on the bed, and then she said that out of nowhere, she like, she can't move at all. She's like paralyzed on the bed, and they're so close that she can't move at all, right? And she feels, she said that she feels like someone just sat on her.
That's what happened to me one time.
Really?
Yes. And, like, I could feel like my bed go down, like someone sat down, like couldn't move.
And that happened to my sister. Creaks your bed and everything, like, springs and stuff.
Yeah, like, I could hear her go down. It was so scary.
And then someone like sat on her, and she couldn't like breathe or anything, and she was like trying to call my mom. She's like, Marina. But she couldn't, like, nothing would come out of her voice. She couldn't yell or anything. And then she would, like, try to move her fingers. She couldn't even move her fingers or anything. And then out of nowhere, she said that she just, like, feels it lift off of her and stuff. And then she said that, and my mom used to say that, like, there was, like, just, like, stuff going on in the house. But it was creepy. Whenever she, like, the way that she explains it, it's creepy.
Yeah.
What was your creepy story? Yeah.
Well, I have two. One, in college, I was over at Will's house late. We were watching a movie, and we were
watching
like,
the
movie. We really were. And his house was like really old house in like this ghetto part of town in Abilene. And we were like sitting on his bed watching a movie, and all of a sudden, he had a bulletin board on the wall, and it just like swung and like flipped the lights on, and then like hit this record player, and it like started the record.
So the lights
came
on.
Flipped on, and the music started playing. It was the creepiest thing ever.
What did you do?
We just both were like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I think I like
house.
Went home after that. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm leaving. It was super creepy. Yeah, you were on your own. He had like roommates, but that was super creepy. And then my friends and I in college, we went on a mission trip to Thailand, and we like worked at an orphanage and stuff. And they like believe in ancestry worship, and a lady that was there, she was kind of helping us.
What's
at the
ancestry
orphanage. Just like, you know, like in Mulan, like they go to the house and like give offerings. Like they have little offering houses everywhere. And anyway, it's just like not Christianity. So they didn't like us around. Hello. Please be a person.
We're literally talking about this scary stuff.
Oh,
hey,
oh
God! You're scaring us.
Oh, we're hiding over here in the corner.
We're telling ghost stories, so we were like, "Hello."
That was scary.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened to the projector. So,
oh, you weren't here Friday.
Yeah, I like your haircut.
I used it for powerlifting.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I figured it was you, but no big deal.
You're right.
But yeah, I don't remember where I was.
The ancestry.
Oh, so the lady that was there, and she was kind of helping us, like, get used to being in Thailand. She said that, like, there were people in the neighborhood, like, putting offerings. Like, they didn't want us there working at the orphanage and stuff. And since we were there, like, on mission. So there were, like, weird things happening. But one night, I, like, heard a super loud crash in the, like, corner of the room, like the loudest pop noise, and then this is very educational, isn't it? Yeah.
It's okay.
But then one of the other roommates, she heard it on like the other side of the room, and then another girl, she was just asleep, she didn't hear it at all, but it was super loud. So they were like, Kirsten, you go look through the house. So of course, like, I went by myself, and we were upstairs, so I went downstairs and like looked all around, and the front sliding doors were open. And, like, it was just, like, super creepy feeling. So I, like, went and shut them. And it was in the middle of the night. And we, like,
prayed and went back to sleep. And then the next night we were like having dinner together. It was four of us girls living in this house by ourselves in Thailand. And we like sat down, we made dinner together, and we like prayed, and then like all the lights went out in the house when we were praying.
That sounds like something that happened in the movie The Nun.
My God.
It was really creepy. But like nothing, that was the last thing that really happened.
That if all the lights went out while you were praying, yeah. I would
God, I know. If that was you. Please.
And we told
Aaron.
Yeah.
Please be you,
we
actually.
Told Laura, the lady that was helping us. She lived across the street, and she was just like, oh, yeah, that's really normal here. Like, they're very, like, they, it's like a lot of, lot more spiritual here than in the West. And yeah.
In Long Beach in California, there's the Queen Mary. Have you heard of that? It's like a big warship, basically. It's like this big boat. It looks like exactly like the Titanic, but like they don't. It's not used anymore. It's, like, used as, like, a hotel and, like, a museum now. But you can go in it and you can stay there. But, like, over, like, 50-something people have died there because it was used during the war, mm-hmm. you know? And, so the first... I've been there, like, a few times before. But, like, the first time I ever went there was, like, this ghost tour, right? And it was, like, one of those ghost tours where, like, they use special effects and stuff. You
yeah.
know, like, try to scare you and stuff, you know? And that one was, like, I was really young when I went on that one, so I was really sketched out by that. But then, like, another time when I went, like, more recently from when I moved, like, I went on this other ghost tour that just tells you, like, the facts and stuff, mm-hmm. you know? Like, not special effects. And the special effects one was under construction, right? So, like, nothing scary is supposed to happen
yeah.
if it's, like, fake, you know? So, there's this big pool that's, like, under the ship, kind of, that... Like, it's for the tours and stuff now.
Yeah.
But, like, it's this big pool that, like, little kids have drowned in before.
Ooh.
And the tour guide dude was just saying, like, yeah, sometimes you can hear her, like, just giggling and stuff. Like, one of the little girls that drowned in there. Oh, my God. Okay, so me and my sister, me and my sister and my parents. And we were just walking. So it's, like, these railings that, like, go around it and then, like, way, like, down below is where the pool is
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And we're, like, walking the railings. My parents are over here, and me and my sister go to, like, walk around this side of the railings, and we hear the little girl, like,
ew.
Giggling. And me and my sister, like, start freaking out, and we're like, did you not hear that? They're like, no, we didn't hear anything. And it was, like, straight up, like, it was loud. Like,
yeah.
me and my sister heard it. And I looked around the tour, like, none of the other people that were there were little girls. Like, it was all, like, teenagers or adults and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm pretty sure that, like, we were the only teenagers. Like, it was all adults. There's no little girls. So that was one of the times that... It was scary. And then, like, you can walk through, like, the halls where, like, people are staying and stuff, you know? Like, it's, like, the halls are so, like, if the boats like, go, it's a huge boat. It's, like,
mm-hmm.
Titanic size. So, like, if you go like this, the boat goes like that, you know? So, if you're looking down a hall, you have to bend down to see, like, the, because it goes like that.
Yeah.
You have to bend down to see. But we were just walking down one of those, like, kind of leaving. We stopped for some reason. Like, just, like, in the middle of one of the halls. And these are, like, sketchy halls, okay?
Mm.
Like, they're scary. And, there's this, like, glass box that had, like, a fire extinguisher in it. But, like, it was just, like, it was, like, closed. But, so we're just, like, standing there. We're, like, talking. And my sister is, like, kind of, like, her back's against the wall where, like, the glass box thing is. And we're talking about creepy stuff, and that thing, it was, like, a little bit open. It, like, slammed shut. And I ran. Like,
yeah.
We booked that. And then another time we were on, like, the tour, there's, like...
Why did you stay in that ship in the first place?
We didn't
yeah.
stay there. We didn't stay there. We wouldn't. It was too scary. We
oh,
didn't stay.
Ooh.
We were just there for, like, the tours and stuff. But the... What you call it? Like, we were on it in... You go into, like, the most haunted room of the ship that you can't sleep in anymore because it's, like, too haunted. Like, people, like, have, like, horrible experiences. Like, they can't sleep. Like, people are screaming and, like...
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-mm. And we went in there, and it's, like, a really small room, so you can hear everything. But, like, so Savannah, my best friend from California, she was there. And then it was her, like, the bathroom, her, my dad, my sister, and me. Like, that's how it was lined up. And there was this huge clap that came from the bathroom. And she's right next to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad and my sister are like, oh, my God, did you hear that? And she's like, no, I didn't hear anything. Like,
uh-huh.
She was the only person. And, like, if you look up, like, the things that happened there is, like, hearing weird stuff in the bathroom and, like, the faucets running and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was
yeah.
scary.
I don't think I've had any stuff. Scary, weird experiences.
I've had weird ones. Like, after my, like, uncle died, we had, like, it was my sister's, like, quinceañera type thing and everything, and they had, like, a little, like, glass, like, candle thing to, like, remember him and mm-hmm. everything, and then it had, like, a flower arrangement at the top that was, like, a ball of flowers. And we had it on our fireplace, and my mom was home alone, and she was just, like, cleaning up and everything, and then all of a sudden, it just, like, the flower thing just, like, falls. Like, it just goes, like, across the living room.
Oh, my gosh.
And then my mom was like, what was that and everything, and then she picks it up, and she puts it back on the thing. And then she goes into the kitchen, and then she hears something again, and, like, the thing fell over.
Oh, my gosh.
But it didn't break. The glass yeah. thing didn't break. Like, our fireplace is high, so it just, like, fell off, and it didn't break. And then I was with my meemaw one time at Walmart, and we were just, like, down the hall, like, down, like, one of the little aisles and everything, and we were, like, in the, like, jello part and stuff, and it, all of a sudden my sisters are like, are y'all, like, freezing cold? And we're, like, what are you talking about? And then she, like, Andrea's, like, shaking because she's so cold, and she has, like, goosebumps and everything, and then I, like, my meemaw goes on the other side to, like, grab something, and we're there, and all of a sudden I get really cold, too. And then we, like, start walking towards my meemaw, and then all you hear is, like, a big, loud crash. All the jellos fell out. Like, oh every single one of them fell out, and we're just like, what? And everybody's kind of, like, looking at us, and we're like, we didn't do that, and it was so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember it was this year on, when's the day of the dead?
Like November 1st.
Okay, well, something like that.
I'm more Mexican than those two.
my dad told my mom like a week before.
We looked at Aubrey when
he was like,
I thought that was Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo is May 5th.
That's like yeah,
May
Independence
is
Day.
May. Cinco is 5.
Don't I talk. Know, but I thought that's whenever the Day of the Dead was.
No.
Okay, well, anyways.
That's like
it was the Day of the Dead. Oh, it was like a week France before. My dad was like, don't forget to buy candles and light them up. He's like, even if we don't have like anything or anyone to like light them up for, he's like, it's still good to like have them on and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so for like the spirits and stuff, and then my mom, I guess, forgot. And so it was the Day of the Dead. And
so
then we have like scissors. Okay, so you know how... I don't know, I don't think if I've been to my house. We have, like, the sink, and then it's, like, the window.
Sweet invite next time. And then your mom makes flautas.
The window thing is, like, right here above the sink, right? But you know how it's, like, a ledge, and you can put stuff on there?
Yeah.
Like, the soap and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. But then it, like, kind of runs, like, the thing runs, and there's, like, cabinets and stuff, and it runs all the way over kind of to, like, the living room entrance. But it's, like, all part of the, like, sink and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we have scissors on the ledge, and my mom is in the living room. I'm in my room. And then I know where the scissors just, like, they fall. I don't know how. They fall, and then they, like, start, like, they fall into the cabinets, and then they fall into the floor. I don't know how. They were all on the sink. They fell all the way over here, almost into our living room. And we all saw the scissors there. No one moved them. And so mom was all scared. We went to the store. We got, like, white candles. And then my mom called my dad, and my dad was like, I told you to buy candles. It was so creepy, though. My mom was like, Marilyn, she's like, get in the car now. I was like, okay.
Oh my God.
This
seems like the conversation we had whenever I was taking you home that one time where we were talking about, like, weird conspiracy theories
the
and, like,
and
yeah.
Aliens?
Okay, y'all don't know about this whole alien story that...
Allie thinks aliens are trying to abduct her and
not
her
my me, but my sisters.
Okay.
And my mom and, like, dad, like, think it... too just because so it's weird. Just so weird. Okay, so ever since my like sister was little,
why didn't you tell this story before the jello story? I feel like this is way cooler.
Okay, so whenever Amy was a baby, they were going to Mexico to visit my great grandma and everything, and my parents kept seeing weird things in like the sky, and they were only like everywhere they went they saw it and stuff, and like weird things would happen like just to Amy and stuff, and like every time they would like try and like take a picture of it, nothing would be there, nothing. And so then like okay after
I don't know how much I want to believe this.
I know.
No, it gets weirder.
Let me talk to your mom.
You can talk to her, I swear.
Give me your number.
It gets, like, right. weirder. Okay, so, like, after my parents got divorced, my dad went to go live in Sunset. And so every time...
You live in Sunset.
Huh?
Don't you live in Sunset?
No, I live in, like, the town, like, Sunset. Like, you
like
know where that...
across the highway.
Yeah, like, where that, like, gas station is. He used to live right there.
Oh, I see.
And so...
At the gas station?
No, not at the gas station. Across from the gas station.
That gas station is kind of scary.
Yeah.
And there's a cat out there all the time.
Oh, I pet it. It was so
nice. So, I was scared of it.
So, I, like, so we are, like, driving down there, and Amy gets on her phone to call my dad to let him know that we're going there. All of a sudden, she's, like, on the phone, and it's, like, ringing, and she starts, like, looking weird, and I'm, like, are you okay and everything? She goes, listen to this. And then, like, she hands me her phone, and it's literally just static. It's static, and you can hear, like, weird noises in it. And we're like, Amy was like, this is weird.
Like a wired thing where it's like,
yeah, kind of like that. It sounds like that. And she's like, okay. And so then
the aliens are trying to communicate.
And so then, like, she hangs up, and then I call on my phone, and it does the same thing. Maybe, and then we're just like,
wait, who are you calling?
My dad. And then we text him, and we're like, call us. And then so he, like, calls us, like, he calls us, and then he, like, we didn't get a call. And then he's like, I tried calling y'all, like, it just keeps, like, doing weird static noises towards y'all. And we're like, okay. And then, like, so that happened every time. Like, it
Wait,
was just
anything about up the hill on 26.
Yeah, okay, that's the creepy one.
Dude,
that,
I didn't,
like, want
to drive from work after you told me.
That gets me every single time.
Dude, finish the other story.
That was it. That was like those weird noises that would always just be. Okay, so then it was just me and Amy. My mom told us to go get something from the store, and
Wait,
Amy.
Which one's 2265? The one
that I go on, like my road.
Her road.
Like,
you know,
like,
okay,
road. Okay. Yeah. So
the one that connects, like, Crafton and 101.
So. We were coming back from the store, and, you know, if you, like, turn onto our road, it's like an uphill type thing, but it's not a big hill, you know, it's just kind of like a little hill, and then you're there. Well, me and Amy were, like, going up there, and then all of a sudden, it's, like, really bright, and we're like, well, this is weird.
Is it at night?
Yeah, it's at night. We just thought it was the moon, you know, like, it's just the moon, because it, like, looked like it. It was just, like, a little bright light
and
stuff.
Plus, if you're on a hill, also, or if you're going up a hill, it's, like, seems brighter anyways.
Yeah. So, and we're, like, we keep going up the hill, and we're, like, this is weird. Like, the hill shouldn't be this long and stuff. And Amy's, like, okay, this is weird. And so she, like, goes down to grab her phone, and the next thing you know, we're already at the gate. Yeah, we're already at the gate, and I'm just, like, okay.
So the hill was, like,
they were, going up the hill, and then we're like, why is the hill taking
the
so
hill
long?
Like,
wait,
it's not what even happens, like, a, like, hill. It's like you're going up, and then it's just like that.
Yeah.
Right? But for them, like, it was like they were going up.
Over the hill,
up.
You got to go past the railroad tracks, take a left, and then you'll be at the gate. And so this is.
Did she see it too? Like, that you guys were just at the gate?
Yeah, she, like, tried to get her phone out to take a picture because she was like, this is weird. Why is there just, like, a weird light and everything?
And then they were, like, doing some simulation with you, and then they were like, oh, she's taking a picture, so let's just take it
to the house. Yeah. Okay, this one is the weirdest one. Like, I think this is, like, the weirdest one and stuff. So it was after a basketball game. My sisters
actually
came.
Wait, pause. You know what I do sometimes when I, like, get out of work on weekends and stuff and I don't want to go home? Or I just want to listen to
music? You just drive around?
No, I, like, take... I'll go on 2265 because it's easier to get home on 1810 for me, like, faster.
Yeah.
So I go on your road and I'm literally going, like, 20. It's a 65. Actually, I think it's 60. But people go, like, 80. And I'm going 20 and I have, like, my lights on, like, the ones that blink, both of them. And I'm going, like, 20 and I'm just chilling, listening to music. But then I kind of get scared sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's creepy. So Amy and my sisters, my little ones, came to pick me up, and it was already, like, they already ate and stuff, but my mom told her to, like, go and get me something from Bridgeport. So we were driving to Bridgeport and everything, and I'm like, wow, the moon is, like, really big. Like, you could tell it's the moon. It's actually the moon. And we're like, well, the moon seems, like, huge and everything. And we were just like, we're like, yeah, it's like, is it a super moon or something? And so we were going, and then I was like, oh, I want Chicken Express. And we're like, okay. So then we go into the Chicken Express, but it's closed. So we're like, dang it. So then we, like, kind of pull out, and Amy's like, oh, I have to go pick something up from Brookshire's because that's where she used to work. And then we're, like, at Brookshire's, and I'm kind of looking around, and I'm like, wait, where'd the moon go? And Abigail was like,
Fog and cloud. Okay, keep going.
I was about to say, have you ever heard of a cloud?
And hold on.
Like, in the city and stuff, it's so clogged up by, like, all the stuff at the factories have.
Yeah.
Like, smoke and stuff. So you think you see, like, stars. Okay, continue.
So we're like, okay, well, this is weird. Like, where'd the moon go and everything? And then Abigail's like, I have no idea, where did it go? And she's like looking around, we're all looking around and stuff. Oh God, answer the phone.
How do you have service in here?
From your iPhone.
Answer.
Hello? Hello? I'm scared.
Hello, yes, this is the FBI. Y'all are really, y'all are talking about some crazy stuff.
You need to stop.
It's all on a podcast. It's all being recorded, and we're all probably going to die.
Did you hang up, or are you still there?
It was just dead silence. I hung up. Okay.
So then, Amy was like, look it up. See where, like, she's like, that's really weird that it's, like, it's just gone and everything. And so we were, like, heading to Sonic, and I'm, like, looking it up. There is no moon. It's like, you know, what's like that time where like the moon's like not out at all?
The new moon.
Yeah. They're like, there's no like moon at all tonight. And it's like,
That was weird.
So I was like, guys, don't tell me I'm like crazy or something. Y'all saw that too. And they're like, yes. They're like, check again. Make sure it's like, so I looked on a different website. Absolutely like, no moon was out tonight.
Did y'all see the moon or was it like just bright out?
No, it was like the moon. Huh?
Did this happen like a few weeks ago?
No, it happened like last year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I remember once, like, I looked whenever, I was like, okay, wait, I was laying on my bed and it was like dark. I don't know. It was like, you know how it's like witch's hour? It's like 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Like,
bro,
like,
I get scared to be up at 3 a.m. I
get under the covers at 3.
It's like,
I always wake up at 3. I'm like, no.
Please, no. After this night, I've never stayed up till 3. Like, I was so scared. Okay, so it was like 3 something. And then, I don't know if it was, like, early 3 or, like, 3:15-ish. And then, out of nowhere, I was just on my phone. And then I just turned it off out of nowhere. And I was watching a movie, too. I don't know why I just turned it off in the middle of the movie. And so then I was just, like, chilling. And I think I was going to go to bed or something. And everything was dark. And my room is, like, dark, dark. And you know how I have, like, a car porch that makes it even darker? Because, mm-hmm. like, the lights and stuff, like, don't reflect on it or anything. Mm-hmm. So it, like, makes my room, like, dark. And then, out of nowhere, like, I'm just looking up at the ceiling, but it's dark. So you can't, there's nothing, you know how... You can see a shadow, but it's because there's, like, some type of light that creates the shadow. Mm. Well, there is nothing in my room light whatsoever to make a shadow. Oh, and I'm looking up at the ceiling, and then I see something floating black, like, dark black, above my, like, on my ceiling. And I'm just looking up on my bed, and I'm just so scared. I remember praying, like, I could cry right now. I remember praying, like, so much that night. And I was
Please,
like,
God,
up.
Not me, not tonight.
And then I got, like, my blankets, and I was, like, covered up, and then I could, like, see it. Like, you know,
it
when
was
you close
the
Babadook. Your eyes? When you, like, close your eyes, you can kind of, like, see stuff moving even though your eyes are closed.
Yeah.
Like, you can, like, close your eyes and you see stuff moving. Mm-hmm. Well, I closed my eyes and I could see, like, my bed is right here. Like, right here. I could see, like, that shadow moving Ooh. Around my bed. But my eyes were closed. And I was so
Maybe
scared.
Maybe you had sleep paralysis.
I've heard of, like, a dark shadow like that.
Whenever I was, like, little, I this is really embarrassing, but I literally had to sleep with my little sisters. Like, I had my own room. My sisters, had to share a room. I could not, like, stay in my room. I would cry. I would go to my parents' house because I kept seeing this weird, like, black figure in my room. And nobody believed me. Mm. And I was like, no, Mom, seriously. And she's like, you're just, like, asleep. Just, like, go back to bed. And I was like, no, I literally can't go in my room whenever it's dark. So I, like, stayed. Like, I slept with my younger sisters until I was about, like, 12, 13.
Oh,
not gonna lie.
I, like,
on, like, the edge of their bed.
I was afraid
grade.
For a long time.
7th or 8th grade, I never slept by myself till, like, 7th or 8th grade. And I always, you know what, I sleep every night. I always, like, wrap myself, even if I'm, like, I always have to cover my feet with blankets because I'm scared someone's gonna, like,
Me too. I don't want my feet to show. Mm-hmm. I don't like my hands out of the covers.
Yeah, me neither.
I like to be all in one little ball because then they'll have to take up my whole body, not just one.
And then I remember another time, too. I don't remember. We were, like, in Dallas or something. We were, like, in a city. And you know how it's, like, freeways? It's, like, a bunch of lanes. Mm-hmm. But then it's, like, a shoulder to, like, pull, like, over to in case you need to or, like, the cop mm-hmm. pulls you over or something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's, like, that shoulder thingy. I don't know what it's called. But we were, like, on a freeway. I don't remember where we were. And it was,
Guys.
Like, my mom, my dad, my uncle, me, and then someone else. And then, out of nowhere, it's, like, lonely. Actually, there's a bunch of cars, but, like, for a while, like, we were, like, far behind from everyone else. So we were by ourselves, like, on a freeway. And then, out of nowhere, like, we see, like, a lady. Like, it's, like, a bridge, kind of. It's, like, crossing a bridge. Oh. And then we see a lady in, like, a white dress. Or I see a lady in a white dress.
La Llorona.
And then, no, it's not her. Oh, I don't know. But anyways, like, I turn back around, and I see it, and I turn back around, and, like, she's not there. But I even told them, I was like, guys, did y'all see that lady on, like, the side of the road? And they were like, no, what lady? And she was like, literally, she wasn't touching the floor. She was, like, floating in a white dress.
Was it nighttime?
No, it was nighttime. And then we
were on a bridge, and then I was like, y'all saw that, right? And I turned around, and she was gone, and everyone else turned around, and she was gone, too. And then my uncle, like, at first I thought he was joking around and, like, going along with it, but he actually saw her, too. Me and my uncle, and we both turned around, we looked at each other, and she wasn't there. And then we told my dad and stuff, because he's the one driving. Like, you have to see that.
Yeah.
And he didn't see it. It was just me and my uncle, and we were like, what? Creepy. And we never, it was just creepy. Like, there
I feel
was a
like
lady.
Bridges always have something creepy about them, too.
Yep.
Maybe she jumped off.
Yeah.
Okay, what was your thing?
We were all thinking it. You didn't have to say it.
Oh, the name of our podcast. We do it in Miss Wright's class. Sounds about right. And spell it with a W.
That's good.
It's just, there's so many weird things.
Guys, I can't think of one story that I could tell like that.
Also, I live that's by like good, a female thing, kind of.
Oh, God.
By two, actually.
I've always lived by railroad. I've twice lived right beside graveyards.
I can't do that.
Jessica
does. Jessica has scary stories.
Jessica is literally like right next.
How much time do we know? No one's seeing that.
It was in my grandma's house too,
and
that she passed away.
Another time, y'all have heard this story.
Oh my god!
I know.
Dang. Okay, y'all. I know you have. You have. Okay. Well. It was like Christmas or some type of holiday.
No, I hate this one. It really scares me. This one's a good one.
We were in some type of, it was like
none
some type
of us
holiday.
Are going to sleep tonight.
And, you know, Mexicans, like, they all get together, and then it's always like the little kid room, which has like 30 little kids. On the
yeah.
I feel like that's
we had that just last night whenever we had a family gathering.
Anyways, like, me and everyone was asleep. And then, like, everyone, like, it was, like, already, like, the drunk deals and stuff were already, like, passed out too and everything. So it was just, like, me and my cousin. And for some reason, we were, like, little kids. So you know how we stay up and, like, laugh and we're laughing and stuff and just, like, talking. And it was, like, late, too. It might have even been 3. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was late. And then, so she lives in, like, the city. So you can, like, tell whenever there's, there's, like, a bunch of, like, light posts and stuff. So you can, like, if you look out your window, it's, like, light outside, kind
mm-hmm.
of.
Get
even though it's
orange.
Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, white or something. And so all of a sudden, we look, like, out the window. And she doesn't have, like, a curtain or anything. She has, like what are they called?
Sheer?
Blinds
no.
or?
Blinds, yeah. She has those.
I thought she was going to say, like, sheer.
She kind of started to say blinds.
I was going to say blinds, but I don't know if. Is
like the little flat.
Yeah. Yeah. Those. Okay. Well, there's like someone sitting outside, like the window on the side.
Ew.
Of, and then they had like long hair, right? And my grandma at that time, well, she still does, has some long ass hair. So she had a brush, or the person outside, and she was like brushing her hair, and it was just like kept going and going, and she was just sitting out there, and it was like late. And then so we're like, oh, it's probably my grandma. So then the next morning, why were you sitting outside so late brushing your hair? And she's like, what are you talking about? And they were like, you were outside last night. And like, we saw you out our window. She's like, why would I be doing that? And we were so creeped out. Like, there was just something outside with long hair brushing their hair at night. It was so creepy, though.
Amaya, you have any stories?
One time, me
and my sister. Oh, she's ready to come over here. You have to, the podcast has to hear you.
One time, me and my sister, for some reason, we would have, like, sleepovers in the living room.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it's, like, the living room and then, like,
oh,
a little
wait,
tiny
we used to
hall.
Do that too. Okay.
And then that's, like, my parents' room. And, like, our parents' room was closed. And, like, the way the living room was, it was, like, a couch on, like, this side and a couch on this side. So, like, the whole back, like, the whole thing was open to where, like, the kitchen was.
Mm-hmm.
And then our room's, like, in the hall. And, like, we weren't even watching TV. The remote was just, like, there. We were looking at, like, magazines or something. And we were, like, oh, I want this, whatever. And, like, the remote just, like, hit the window. And, like, we both just, like, sat there. And, like, went to our parents' room. Like, our parents were just, like, okay, cool. And, like, didn't do anything. So we just slept in the corner of the room on the floor. Because we were just, like, too scared to go out there. Like,
dude.
They still were just, like, y'all are making that up.
That
and, like, we
that
both swear on it.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
You're like, I'm 15
okay,
and I'm still standing by it.
Okay, another time, I guess it's like a mobile home type thing, but like our room is also like in the hallway kind of thing, and then it's like the living room, and then it's my mom's room by
uh-huh.
the kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so it was like me and my cousins also, we were having a sleepover at my house, and we were in my room, and then all of a sudden we heard like, okay, we have gravel, so you can like step on gravel and you can hear it, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we like, you can hear gravel and stuff outside the house, and we like look out the window and there's nothing, so we're like kind of freaked out, but we like keep talking or whatever. And then all of a sudden we hear like something hit our window, but for all we knew it could have been like grasshoppers and crickets, you know how they just like kind of like flip
yeah.
on your window and stuff. But then we kind of hear it and it was like this.
Ooh.
So then we get freaked out. And then we like, there's nothing, right? So then like after a while we just get spooked. So we moved, like I had a twin bed at that time, so we can like take it off the thing and like move the mattress. So we moved the mattress into the living room. And then we keep hearing like gravel, and then they started like knocking on like the actual door, like to
oh
get in
gosh.
Your house, like knocking, right?
Ooh.
And so we were all scared, and then we like knock on my mom's door, and then we like bang, I remember, we were like banging on my mom's door because we were like scared. Because I was like, Mom, Mom. And then my other little cousins were like, Tia. And they were like yelling and stuff. And we were like banging on her door. And then she didn't answer. So we also just kept the mattress like by her door.
Oh my gosh.
And then the next morning she woke up and she opened the door. And she was like, why are y'all here? And then we're like, there was like stuff outside. We kept hearing stuff. And then we're like, we were knocking on your door last night. Like we were banging on it. And then she's like, no, y'all weren't. And we're like, we literally were. Like we were even yelling and banging on the door and stuff. And she's like, I didn't hear that. And we were like, what? But like, how do you not hear people banging your door?
Yeah.
Like, and it wasn't just like, oh, I had a dream that we were banging on your door.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't actually bang on your door. Because how could we all have that same dream? We were like banging on her door and stuff, and she didn't open it or she didn't hear it. And then she was completely ignoring us, but she was like dead serious. She like didn't hear anything. Yeah.
And then like you said, oh, maybe she was asleep, and then she told you that she had went to sleep like way later than whenever they had been banging on the door.
It was like whenever we were banging on the door, she like said that she was awake at that time, but she wasn't. I was like, that's creepy.
That was weird. We would always have people in college knock on our door, It was just like we're in an apartment complex, so they're probably going to the wrong door. But it was creepy.
We'd always
like act like men. We'd be like, yes.
That's how I answer the phone. Hello.
Yeah.
So aggressive and cheerful. Yeah. So they're just like, I do not want to steal her. She's annoying.
This is some middle-aged mom.
My old house in Florida, somebody hung themselves in the living room.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, why would you live there?
That's so, like, casual.
I moved.
I'd be moving into that house.
No. Well, I mean, we moved into there, like, my grandma.
Was it, like, discounted because, like, somebody died?
I don't know, but it wasn't, like, our house. Like, my grandma lived there, and then we moved in with our grandma for a while, you know? So, I don't know. Now that I'm, like, older now, I don't remember why. Like, every single night, I would have to go into my parents' room. Like, in the middle of the night,
that's
I would go and walk over to, like, go into my parents' room. Just, like, I don't know, like, I couldn't go through, the night without, like, walking. And my room, oh, I shared it with, like, my sister and my cousin, but we were all the way at the end of the room.
That's the worst.
In the other house, on the other side of the house is my parents' room. And sometimes I don't even remember going in there. Like, I woke up
in there. It's just, like, a blur through the house.
Okay, you know how they say that dogs can, like, feel spirits or see spirits or something like that? Mm-hmm. My dogs always howl, and they are staring off into nothing. Like, literally, I look out the window, and they're straight, like, why is it always outside my window?
Yeah, I hate.
They're like staring. Oh, yeah.
You gotta save it for tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it.
What else is there?
What else is there to say? We'll have something next week. Maybe not horror stories though. Bye.